crossing the river. Without a bridge? It's not easy at that time. In winter, in some locations, there was an ice bridge that formed at certain times, but in summer, berries were needed. And of course, they weren't free. There was a ferry crossing between Verdun and La Prairie. The fares? In 1879, Henri Pigeon's ferry operating permit indicates the price of the crossings. For a vehicle, one way, over 40 cents. For a return trip, 60 cents and 15 cents. For a person on foot, a return trip was 25 cents. For a horse and rider, 25 cents one way and 40 cents for a return trip. For a horned animal, or adult bovid, 20 cents per crossing, a sheep, calf, or pig, 10 cents. In 1880, the proceeds from this permit were shared between the municipalities of Verdun and La Prairie. The ferries provided work for many people who developed incredible skill in river navigation, like Captain P. McLean, owner of Vapeur Saint-Louis. McLean was a sailor who was employed 26 years by the Richelieu Company in Ontario aboard the ship La Prairie. He then resigned and bought a steamboat called the Saint-Louis, with which he shuttled back and forth between Verdun and La Prairie on a daily basis. In 1908, his boat made four trips every day of the week and six trips on Sundays.